Iron rods rose in crisscross patterns high into the sky. Large elevators clanked up through the tower's lacy ironwork. Powerful spotlights beamed from the top of the tower, sweeping long fingers of light over the city.
"It would be fun to ride to the top in one of those elevators," said Annie.
"I know, but we don't have time," said Jack. "We have to find the four new magicians before the evil sorcerer finds them."
"I wonder if he's here yet," said Annie.
Jack and Annie looked around at all the people busily moving about the fairgrounds, going from one exhibit to another. Parents were holding their children's hands and pointing to the tower. Couples were strolling arm in arm. Everyone seemed happy and excited.
"No one looks like an evil sorcerer," thought Jack. "No one looks like a magician of sound, or a magician of light, or a magician of the invisible, or a magician of iron either."
Jack's thoughts were interrupted by a young girl's voice.
"You see, Papa, it is magic."
"Magic?" said Jack.
He and Annie looked at each other.
"Over there," said Annie.
She pointed to a nearby exhibit. A little girl was laughing as her father pressed a pair of earpieces against his ears. Jack and Annie walked closer to the exhibit.
"It is positively unbelievable, Mimi," the man said, shaking his head.
"It's magic, isn't it, Papa?" said the girl. "It can send a voice 1,000 miles.
Annie grabbed Jack's arm.
"Did you hear what she just said?" she whispered. "Send a voice 1,000 miles. That's what the magician of sound does."
"Right," said Jack.
He and Annie looked at the sign above the exhibit. It said, "Telephone, a new invention by Alexander Graham Bell."
"She's talking about a telephone," said Jack. "I guess it's just been invented." "So Alexander Graham Bell must be the magician of sound," said Annie.
"Oh, man, do you think Alexander Graham Bell is here in person?" said Jack.
"I'll ask," said Annie.
She walked to a gray-haired woman helping with the exhibit.
"Excuse me, but do you know where we can find Alexander Graham Bell?"
"I'm afraid he just left," said the woman.
"Where did he go?" asked Annie.
"I do not know," said the woman. "A strange man gave me an invitation to give to Mr. Bell. When Mr. Bell read it, he left at once. That is all I know. Excuse me."
The woman turned away to answer someone else's question.
"Alexander Graham Bell," Jack said to Annie. "He's a famous inventor, not a magician."
"The evil sorcerer must have heard about the telephone and thought it was magic," said Annie.
"I wonder what that invitation said," said Jack. "And why did that lady say the messenger was strange?"
"Let's ask," said Annie.
Annie tapped the gray-haired woman on the arm.
"Excuse me, we have 2 more questions, she said. "Do you know what was on the invitation, and why did you say the messenger was strange?"
"I do not know what the invitation said," replied the woman. "But the man who delivered it was dressed in a long, dark cloak. He wore a hood that hid most of his face, and he spoke in a deep, whispery voice."
Jack felt a chill go down his spine.
"So that's what the evil sorcerer looks like," he thought. "Just like you'd expect."
"Sounds like the sorcerer,"
Annie whispered to Jack.
I know, Jack said, looking around.
"Do you have any idea where the strange man in the cloak went?"
Annie asked the woman.
"He asked for directions to the Hall of Machines," said the woman.
"Where's that?" asked Jack. "Is that here at the fair?"
"Yes, of course. It is the gigantic building made of glass. Can you see the roof?"
The woman pointed to an arched glass rooftop looming above other fair buildings in the distance.
"I see it," said Annie.
"Good," said the woman. "Excuse me now, I must help some other people."
"Sure, thanks," said Annie.
"Let's go,"
she said to Jack. She started walking quickly across the fairgrounds.
Wait,
said Jack, hurrying after her.
"The messenger is the sorcerer, I just know it," said Annie.
"Of course he is," said Jack. "But what do we do when we find him?"
"I don't know yet," said Annie.
"He could be dangerous," said Jack. "We need to make a plan."
"We need to find him first," said Annie, "before he gets away. Hurry."
She broke into a run and dashed toward the Hall of Machines.